The worst feature.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name drop, bro.
Oh, come on, yo. Come on.
I'm not going to name drop.
Yeah,
I can't. Who's the worst feature?
It's in the podcast.
Okay, my worst experience is...
Yo, 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 what it do, what it do? Welcome to another episode of Sludge Underground, alternative and first of its kind. Name is Lunati Drops, a.k.a. Skidla Samantumbazan. Skidla Itoz Dumtuan. Back here again. We are broadcasting live from Platts in Hillcrest. So whenever you're in the area, Hillcrest, pull up, show some love. Also show us love on YouTube. Like, subscribe, hit the notification button, and share the word. Show some love. I'm not alone today. I'm with a special artist from Durban. The name is Monday. How you doing, fam?
I'm good, bro. What's up?
I'm good. I'm chilling, bro.
On a Saturday.
Let's talk about it. Let's just go deep into it, bro. Umande, as an artist, where does the journey begin?
Hey, Monday is a now thing. Kahle unkulebo to magnene each eniac started from childhood. I started off dancing as a child. So the music I grew into because of church and school choirs and stuff like that. I was very athletic too, so yeah, the music thing was last. Like, I never thought I'd be into the music industry, to be honest.
So which was the point that brought you into the music industry?
Can't recall it properly, but I started taking interest. Ngobhala nokuba serious ngomculo was when ngihlala empangeni. Yeah, I think it was around 2009.
Yeah.
So that's when I started rapping, writing rhymes with a homie of mine, Udoki. Yeah, so that's where I grew into it, like lyricism and so forth. And also listening to like old school music, Tupac, Opik, you know, hip hop and stuff like that. Because I got off with hip hop then. So yeah, I started off with hip hop. Moved back to Durban, started singing as a house vocalist for a group in Angitantela. Yeah, so nje kwaqala lapho kuba serious ukuthi hayi ke ngiyayenza ngempela lento yomculo. So then I've just been growing, man. From there, it's just been elevating, finding myself through the music, creating sounds, experimenting with genres. So yeah, that's how I also became a multi-genre vocalist, like experimenting and just playing along with sounds and different genres.
Yeah, okay. As a rapper, were you like an emotional rapper, or were you like
I don't know. I won't say emotional. I won't say thug. It was more of like motivational.
Yeah.
A motivational person who speaks the truth and ofuna ukuthi nabanye abantu bakwazi ukulalela. Cuz like with the music, bro, the lyricism and everything that you put into what you write, a person has to be able to relate to that, you know,
when they sit
down and listen, or even if it's a vibe type of song, when they're out there, they need to understand it. We're partying right now, so that I accommodate what people want at that time, and now me foots what I'm feeling at that time. So I won't say I was a thug or emotional rapper. it was whatever.
It was based on how you were feeling.
Yes,
at the time.
Based on how I'm feeling and what I'm feeling around with people as well. So
So as a rapper, do you feel like you make music for niggas, like other rappers, like by other rappers, or is it for the girls?
Hey man, it's for the girls, man.
Yeah.
It's for the hands, bro.
And they show love.
Even now, though, with the music that I'm currently making,
yeah,
I won't say it's for Hans only, but it's for everybody.
Yeah.
But I'm fit too. I'm a singer, bro. I'm a vocalist. I make music for Hans.
Yeah.
That's the target market.
Would you say you attract Hans naturally, or the
of
music,
course.
or the music plays a role?
Of course,
in like
bro.
Them
of
seeing
course.
Who's okay.
Nah, bro, I don't have to sing to attract a hun. I just walk and a hun is like, oh, that guy.
Okay. But there are those instances where girls will see you because you're the guy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, like a lot. Even with my portfolio or the platforms that I've been on. Some girls will recognize me from there and be like, oh, that's the guy. And then, but like getting to know a person, like, if you had a vibe or a party type of place, obviously you're just going to have a look and be like, oh, that guy is famous, or oh, we know that guy.
Yeah.
And obviously, bazo isondeza kwen, you know. Yeah. Amacheri
awazi. Yeah. So as you were moving around the music scene in Durban, tell us about some of the artists you've worked with.
Hey, the catalog, bro. I've worked with Mobiazo. My first single as a solo artist, Mobiazo was there doing the engineering stuff there.
Yeah.
I've worked with Coombs Taylor. I've worked with Slow Waves.
Yeah, shout out.
We actually go back with most of these artists. So yeah, I'm fit. So I've worked with Slim Ego. I've worked with Neon Dao. Still working with Neon Dao.
Yeah.
I've worked with Soul Kids, producer. There's a lot, bro. Yeah, but when you ask the question, like, same time, you just think, these names coming.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I still want to work with more artists and more producers and so forth. So, and, but the catalog, the list is long, bro.
So, as an artist in Durban right now, where would you say the scene is? Is it in a good space? Is it lacking? If it's lacking, where is it lacking? What can be done to make the situation better?
I'd say it's in a good space, bro, to be honest, because now the platform is open to everyone and anyone who's really serious about being in the industry or serious about their craft.
Yeah.
So it's in a good space, even financially. I'll just take Amapiano, for example.
Yeah.
Before we get to Durban, just internationally and nationally and from here and going Orkanti and so forth, we're doing the most.
Yeah.
Like, they recognizing Uguti, you. South Africa is doing big things, yeah, bro.
No, but saying you're like in Durban.
Yeah, I'm coming back to Durban now.
Yeah.
Now in Durban, we don't have a lot of piano artists. They like producers. We have a lot of producers. So like Dubai and Fitzdenzagalayo is we are more based on ikom and hip hop. We lacking.
Would you say there is a problem?
We lacking with hip hop.
Would you say there is a problem? Some gatekeepers in Durban.
Yeah, bro. We need more platforms. We need more events. We need more, because like in Durban we only have like two major events. I'd say two. Iverson, UNSTC, Lepasai Shayayo. We just recently did the Cotton Fest la.
Yeah.
Yeah, but and Nakona Maubugi Lainapu, it's like your upcoming artists are not really there.
Yeah.
Like people, there's a lot of dope artists.
Like,
yeah, bro.
Like the same people.
Yeah, Ibona Leon. So it's lacking there, bro. It's lacking. Nano Gutige Abantang ang call by hape mgokokelo. Like I'm an artist, like in terms of getting paid for what you do. And so I'd say those places are lacking. Like when Ikom is still being Ikom, like they doing the most.
Yeah.
Obviously it's our thing, really. But it all comes down to I'm a bookings in fact for upcoming artists, I'm a platforms, I'm demanding we need more events.
Okay, with the events that we have now, with the event promoters that we have now, where would you say the disconnect is between them and the artists? Because in Joburg, in the lineups, you kind of see the same people every time.
Yeah, yeah.
But we know in Durban, we have a lot of great artists. Where would you say that disconnect is between the two?
Hey, man, I'd say like researching, going out there and finding these artists. I don't feel like promoters are going out there like doing groundwork. Who's who in the zoo?
Yeah.
You know, you would have to be the one. Artist, opuma, yo, vele. You have to put in the work.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously.
Definitely.
Like, Tony Banban.
Taylor.
No, not Tony Taylor.
Tony Taimani.
Yeah, Tony Taimani or Simamani. Like they've been putting in work.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like there's more, bro. Like there's more to it. Like I'm a promoter. I like in Fetu. I don't know who's a promoter in Durban. You don't know who's who in the zoo.
Yeah.
But like they're not putting themselves out there. Yeah, but spas. Yeah. I don't even know if he's a promoter. But yeah, bro. Like in order to actually get like opportunities to do stuff.
Yeah. Do you feel like, okay, that's the problem with them?
Mm.
Do you feel like now I'm an artist, have a responsibility
to
do more in terms of packaging themselves and selling themselves out there so that they can be seen and maybe put on in those spaces?
I love that question. Yes, bro. To be honest, yes. As an artist, you want to be noticed for umsebenzi wakho.
Yeah.
Quality number one.
Yes.
You have to put out quality work.
Yeah.
You have to be consistent, number two. And you have to really put in work on the ground. You have to actually know how the industry works and what to do in order for you to actually be out there.
Yeah.
I won't lie. If you had to take me and put me kwilisti yabantu abaphushayo abani abadumile,
yeah,
khona abaningi kabi that I'm already surpassing, cuz quality, yeah, consistency, yabo, and just always putting in the work. I think nenye into futhi esiyenzayo as ama artist that really limits us is holding the work, not releasing the work,
yabo.
Because now bazokuthola kanjani abantu if you're not releasing work?
Yeah, that's another
problem.
Yeah.
So it's an artist really has to also meet the promoters or event organizers and so forth halfway at least.
Yeah.
For it to actually work and ubonakala ukuthi okay, this person is really hungry for it.
Yeah.
Apart from that, bro, you're just gonna be another artist in there on the socials posting away. You're not really gonna get far by not putting in work.
And, exactly.
Yeah,
so off camera, you were telling me about a project
that
is upcoming. Tell us more about that.
It's been on the socials, actually. We just recently did some auditions for Went Over to More Entertainment and West Inc.
Yeah.
So your boy is officially part of the team. It was difficult, bro. It was hard. Like dancing is not a game.
Yeah.
It's I know a lot of people overlook what actually goes into umuntu dancer or a dancer, a professional dancer.
Yeah.
Like it's we are team a la pamfetu, we focus, discipline, all of that goes into it. So
yeah,
we misel and jigwa minami got me that platform, and ngiyabonga kakhulu babes Botumo, ngiyabonga Nundu, Smelani, Scoop,
shout out.
Yeah, the whole team, man, and everybody who's part of the team, every new member,
yeah,
everybody put in the work. Even the people that couldn't get the opportunity to be part of it, I know nani bafethu ni fakile span.
Yeah,
so yeah, man, yeah, I'm just happy. I'm looking forward to, from now going to December to next year, and bro, yo, gigs galore, has to be.
Yeah, where do you hope this opportunity that you now got takes you?
Oh, that question is beautiful. Man, I'm an artist as well, so umsebenzi wami ngiyafuna ukuthi ufike kwindawo where I couldn't reach ngingedwa, because you always need a team behind you.
Yeah,
you know, you can never do it by yourself. Like, we try, we always tell ourselves, sizakwazi ukwenza and so forth, but to be honest, you need a team. You need a PR team, you need marketing, you need manager, you need bookings, road manager, and so forth.
Yeah.
You know, so I'd love that opportunity to actually get those people on my list of people that are to help me succeed. And yeah, I think that platform is major for me, because it will not only showcase my dancing skills and my talent for dance and my love for dance, but also umculo.
Yeah,
as a vocalist, I'm hoping to collaborate with a lot of available and as a house vocalist. So it's easy for me to just, you know, do it again.
Yeah.
So yeah, banning a band that are doing the most in the Gom house scene right now. So yeah, man, I'm just hoping for a lot of collaborations, bookings.
Yeah.
Hey, we need the money. We need the money.
Yeah.
So it's straightforward, Leon.
I'm glad, Uguti, in that you mentioned, Uguti, it's important for an artist to have like a team.
Yes.
You need people who are going to be able to now present you the brand to masses. This is for artists out there. It's very important. I hope you guys are listening. And I wish you guys could educate yourself about management, PR, because those are the things that can take you further than just posting a link, you know, and posting
definitely,
on Instagram.
Definitely.
So I hope you guys do the research and actually not overlook that part.
Yeah. It's important. Dog. Like, everything has a link with becoming a successful artist.
Yeah.
You know, there's a link to everything. So if there's a missing link, like, find the piece.
Yeah.
Find the piece at lab. But like, I think any in the foot as artists, we don't research, we don't We don't ask. We don't go out there and see stupid. You know, it's okay. This is what I actually need. But yeah, man, that was good, bro. I'm glad you told him.
Yeah. It's important.
Because that will separate the men from the boys at the end of the day. You know, I'm artista serious and people that are just, you know, just there.
Exactly. So, Yabona Manje, I want you to tell us about the music that you've dropped that's out there.
Yeah.
Where can the people get it?
Yeah. This year I've already dropped 3 singles. Fire singles. They're part of a project called What Happened to Monday.
Monday is in the day of the week.
Not the day of the week. but it's titled What Happened to Monday. The project basically started when I dyed my hair. I was like, no ways, I'm going Super Saiyan. Next level, Mkulings will keep high, it's next level.
Yeah.
So in GM Fit. So yeah, that's how the title came about. It's an EP. Actually, I haven't decided if it's going to be an EP or an album.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've dropped 3 tracks already. Yimilo featuring Action from Palm Tree Paradise.
Shout out Action.
Yeah. You know Action, right?
Know Action, yeah.
Yimilo. And then the second single was Still Fly. Shot a crazy video, no pixie lighty. Mm-hmm. Mapita. Yeah, man, we love the city. We're representing the city.
Yeah.
And then Nizenzegele, bro, the recent one. Ooh. Yeah, man, that one is my baby. That one is my baby.
Yeah.
But yeah, on my socials, that's where people can find the links. Quick bio, yeah, me on YouTube. My handle is @Mandey_ZA, and Mandey is spelled as MANDE_ZA. That's where you'll find me throughout Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music.
Are we on TikTok?
TikTok, everywhere, yeah, bro. It's just @Mandey_ZA, and that's where you'll find all the links to my music and the music videos as well.
Okay, so Vala, but I want to ask this last question.
Yeah,
with all the artists you've worked with and everything you've done as an artist from the time you started until now,
yeah,
tell us about your worst experience, and tell us, Shampe, the worst feature you've ever done.
The worst feature.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna name drop, bro.
Oh, come on, yo. Oh, come on.
I'm not gonna name drop.
Yeah, I
can't. Who's the worst feature?
It's in the podcast.
Okay, my worst experience is going to a gig and not being accommodated. And not being treated as an artist.
Yeah.
They're not even, yo, keep a packet in lami. Come on, man. Like, I'm there to work, I'm there to entertain people.
Yeah.
And when, and how am I supposed to do that now when you are not treating me the way I'm supposed to be treated?
Yeah.
Hey, the worst feature,
the name.
I've been working with people that are serious about this.
Yeah, so there's never been a time where you were like,
maybe there is, but I don't know who's kwaguba ikama. Like, maybe someone who's not known. I'm not, bro. But yeah. Seriously, dog, I'm trying to think who's kwaguba. Maybe umuntu ongaziwa nje futhi. Maybe even I forgot the name.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I know. So far, laba eng bazi yo that are serious about the work. Yeah, those features are lit.
Alright, bro. Tell the people if they wanna book you. Email how do they get in touch with?
Yeah, man. Same. Go to my Facebook, go to my Instagram, go to my Twitter, you'll find the details of my bookings lab. You'll find the email, you find the phone number. And so forth. So yeah, if it's just follow me, guys. Like, come on, man. Let's grow the fan base. I follow back, food.
Yeah.
So let's just do that, man. Let's do that. That's Bamzan in.
Show love.
Show love, man. Show love for the boy.
Yeah. Okay, Tinage is a Sludge Underground. You can find us on all social media platforms. Twitter, it's @Sludge031. Instagram, Sludge Underground. Facebook, Sludge Underground Podcast, as well as TikTok. You can find these episodes, and this one will drop on the website. It's www.sludgeunderground.com. And also check out our store. We have dope merch.
Yes, sir. Check the merch out.
You must check it out. Yeah, so Yachabula, Turgis, we had this conversation.
Me too, bro.
Thank you for coming.
Me too, bro. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me. Oh, yeah, man. Plats, guys. Yes. Pull up. Oh, they can't see the sign. Oh, sorry, guys.
Yeah, Shice 9FS, we had Plats, Hillcrest, show love. Nagu YouTube, Sibasha first on YouTube. So please just show us.
Let's grow the channel. Let's grow the channel.
Like, hit the notification button and let's grow. Minagin Lunati drops. It's at Lunati underscore drops. The Lunati has a double I everywhere. Facebook, Andy Le Lunati Pila Matonzi.
I'll go by the name of Monday. Whoopa! Let me get him on time.
Sure.
Everybody loving Donna watching no gas. Fresh those leaves, get like a focus. Slide on a beat, book on Shivili. I got the track on repeat for the hell of it. I'm on my Yaki, but I'm gone.
Ninga ngayon kung peace, my name Bona. Boga sinja kalul, lenta. Kame mwana mafunu kapa. Young post flawless fishing in your filter. But I'm a pala, I'm in the Gawashita. Sing the shop, pala, leg of scissors, who's the thunder? I put myself first, throw and give you winner. Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, guess it, best it, do the guami. They can't even leave me alone. I ain't a cool, so calling king. Hey, yeah, it's got to man, you see, to coop in me, no coop, guy, and you get the best. I always say the sky is not the limit. You go beyond that, it's up to you, yeah. It's up to you on what you do. Impili yata unga imoshi, my bro.